Some Republican lawmakers are considering a tax package that could include a sales tax increase to fund water quality efforts and outdoor recreation. Voters approved the increase in 2010, but lawmakers haven't acted to implement it. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitfer says he's considering it for 2020, but it would have to come as part of an overall tax reduction. Senate Democratic leader Janet Peterson says many Democrats have supported the tax increase for conservation and recreation.
We understand negotiations are going on behind closed doors that would impact what the formula may or may not be until we have a chance to see what that might look like. I'm hesitant to say whether or not Democrats will support it.
State House leaders made their comments today at an event hosted by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. There is a new president of the University of Nebraska system. Walter Ted Carter is the former superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy, and he won confirmation today. 60-year-old Carter was confirmed on a vote of 7-1 after regents met behind closed doors for more than an hour and a half. Elizabeth O'Connor of Omaha was the lone no vote, according to the Omaha World Herald. He'll take over as president January 1st and has a 5-year contract. Carter's base pay will be $934,600 a year. This is by far the highest compensation ever paid to an NU president. He's the top executive over a system that includes institutions in Omaha, Lincoln, Kearney, and Curtis. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.